want more people to get involved. Hallelujah. Give yourself wholly to the Lord. Amen. Let the Lord use you to be a blessing to many other people. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Well, we thank God for this wonderful Sunday morning. Although it was a bit wet, but we thank God for bringing us safely here. Amen. And we continue our program, 4 Sundays of Possibilities. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Have you been blessed so far? Amen. Amen. The first day we had Pastor Enoch Kwaku. Amen. Blessing us with the wonderful word of God over here. Amen. Then the second week, I was here myself. Hallelujah. To bless you with the word of God. But I'm telling you, today is another day. I said today is another day. Hallelujah. Because the Lord has prepared a special vessel. Amen. An experienced vessel. A consistent vessel. A tried vessel. To be a blessing to us this morning. So I want you to rise on your feet with me this morning. And with a standing ovation, we want to invite to this place the founder and the president of the Charisma Christian Church, Reverend Frank Nyako. Come on, give it up for him.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, come on, somebody give the Lord a shout. Yeah. Happy Father's Day to all the fathers in the house.
Amen.
Especially to the father of this house.
Yes.
You see, it's not that I like speaking good thing or saying good things about him. But the fact is, I just like speaking the truth about him. So don't get fed up if I come here each time and I say good things about your pastor. A good man is a good man. No matter what you do, no matter what people say, if he is a good man, he is a good man. You can't change it. Oh, put it, give it up to the man of God. A wonderful man indeed. A friend of mine. I've counted it a privilege to have him as a friend. And today is Father's Day. So I hope, and I know you people, I know you will do the needful. No, I was waking up, I think around 3 a.m. with WhatsApp messages.
3 a.m. na amafo sending the messages.
You are a great father. You are a wonderful father. You are a this, you are a that. But my Momo account has been quiet. So today I'm trying to see whether I can go and meet them, and I tell them the WhatsApp message, we appreciate them, but we need more than that. You need more than that.
Yeah, hear the attention, sir.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
People are good with words. They can put words together. But that is not enough. Take a step further. So today, do what you have to do. And let the man of God know that he is a father indeed. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I salute the mother of the house. I don't know her secrets, but she's always looking young. I don't know.
Sweet 16.
And you know, When the choir sang, or when the singers sang, I said they have started the preaching already. They've started because the singing and the word go hand in hand. And what wonderful voices they have. Oh, this is a lovely church. This is a lovely church. As I sat down there, I said, hey, there are churches.
There are churches.
They may be hidden, they may be unknown. People may not have heard about, but there are churches in the land. There are churches in the land. People may not be many in the church, but there are churches in the land. Let me preach you. Let me preach. But let's sing a few songs. Can we do it in F, please? Just lift your hands with me. I don't know if you know this song.
Yes,
let's do it in F. Hallelujah. Somebody just be in the mood of worship. God of miracles, signs and wonders, as we worship, do it again. God of miracles, signs and wonders, as we worship, you do it again. Let's sing it again. God of miracles, signs and wonders, as we worship, signs among us, as we worship, you will do it again. You will do it again. You will do it again. As we worship, signs and wonders, as we worship, you will do it again. God of miracles, signs and wonders, as we worship, you will do it again. Do it again. You will do it again. As we worship, you will do it again. You will do it again.
Oh Lord,
you will do it again. As we worship, you will do it.
Just open your mouth and bless the Lord tonight, this morning. Just worship the King of Kings. Just worship the Lord of Lords. Worship the King of Kings. Worship the Lord of Lords. You will do it again. You will do it again. As we worship, you will do it again. You will do it again. You will do it again. As we worship, you will do may be seated in the presence of the Lord. And turn with me to the book of 2 Corinthians
chapter 1.
And I acknowledge my friend, my brother, my fellow minister. God bless you. I love this man so much.
Amen.
2 Corinthians chapter 1.
2 Corinthians chapter 1.
Verse 20. 2 Corinthians, a good and a fast reader can read for me.
2
Corinthians chapter 1 verse 20. Yes. Can I have a good reader? For all of God's promises have been filled in Christ with a resounding yes. Hallelujah. I love this version. I love this verse. With a resounding yes. All the promises of God have been fulfilled in Christ. With a resounding yes. Father, bless the preaching and the hearing of your word. Use me as a vessel to declare the whole counsel of God. And let your word be of the spirit that giveth life, and not of the letter that killeth.
Yes, Lord.
Father, set me aside every limitation, every weakness, every flesh, every self-will. Set it aside and let your word come without any hindrance. Let it come, O God, according to your will and according to your plans and according to your purposes. Let the lives of your people be impacted even by your word. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we have prayed. Amen.
Amen.
The Bible says,
Naturally.
For all the promises of God in him are yea, and in him are amen. To the glory of God through us. God is a God of possibilities. And there is no in God. God has not said no to you. This morning I want you to know that God has not said no to you, but God has said yes to you, because all his promises in Christ, they are yes and they are amen. Oh, praise the Lord, somebody. Praise the Lord, somebody.
Hallelujah.
So I want you to know this morning that your dream is possible. Your expectation is possible. What you need from God is possible. What you are dreaming about is possible. Your vision is possible. God says yes to you. One day a leper came to Jesus. And he worshipped Jesus. And the leper said to Jesus, if it is your will, I know that you will make me whole. And Jesus said yes. Jesus said yes. Jesus said yes. Jesus said yes. Be made whole. And that very instance, the leprosy left him. And I am telling somebody this morning that as you have come to the house of God, you may be saying, if it is your will, I will get married. If it is your will, I will travel abroad. If it is your will, I will have a good source of income. If it is your will,
I will have a job. If it is your will, I will build a house. If it is your will, I will buy a car. If it is your will, I will have a good husband. If it is your will, I will have a good wife. I am here to announce to you that Jesus says yes, and God says yes. And if Jesus says yes, no one can say no. If Jesus says yes, witches cannot say no. Wizards cannot say no. Oprah cannot say no. Marine cannot say no. Juju cannot say no. Your family altar cannot say no. For Jesus says yes, and his yes is a final yes. Because the other day the Bible said, forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. It is not the word of your father that is settled. It is not the word of your mother that is settled. It is not the word of your enemy that is settled. It is not the word of the witches that is settled. It is not the word of the wizards that is settled. It is not the word of the marine that is settled. But it is the word of God that is settled. And the word concern of God concerning you is yea and amen.
He is a God of possibilities. He is a God of possibilities. I see things happening. I see things happening. I see things happening. I see doors opening. I see heavens opening. Come on. I see an auditorium made of glass. So when that guy is saying glass, you say our church glass. Come on, somebody shout yes. Come on, a louder one. Yes.
Yes.
Somebody rise to your feet and jump up and shout yes.
Yes.
It is possible. It is possible. It is possible. You know what the Bible says? Ephesians chapter 3 verse 20. The Bible says, unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. Listen, sometimes it's even just a thought that enters your mind. But even that thought is possible. Even that thought is possible. And let me tell you something. I'm not only saying that thought is possible, but the Bible is even saying that that thought, God can do far more than that. There's somebody over here. You have already drawn the plan of your house. And yet you are living in a single room. I came to tell you that a time is coming. That thing that you drew on paper will become a physical structure. Somebody shout yes. Somebody shout yes. Somebody shout yes.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The book of Jeremiah.
Jeremiah woman.
Chapter 32.
Chapter 32.
Oh, I love this program. Thank God for making your pastor to initiate this program with such a powerful direction and powerful focus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jeremiah chapter 32. Verses 26. This is where you understand me when I say the choir already started the message for me. Hallelujah. 26:27. Then the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah saying, behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me?
Ah,
yeah, 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 yeah.
The word of the Lord came to Jeremiah. The word of the Lord is coming to the potter's workshop ministry. The word of the Lord is coming unto you, Adua. It's coming to you, Kwejo. It's coming to you, Kwabna. It's coming to you, Abna. Ekuya and Kweku. Yao and Ya.
Yao and Ya.
Efua and Kofi.
Efua and Kofi. Asemne Eba Ema.
Kwami and Ama.
Kwami and Ama.
Kwesi and Akosh.
Akosh and Kwesi.
The word of the Lord is coming unto you. And he says, behold. Behold. Come on, somebody. I want you to behold. I want you to behold, to be in expectancy, to be in a mood of expectancy. He said, behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Listen, he's the God of all flesh. Flesh signifies weakness. Flesh signifies limitation. Flesh signifies things that are not possible. But God says, I am the God of all flesh.
Hey,
flesh will make you weak. Flesh will limit you. Flesh will hold you back. But we have a God. We have a God. We have a God. The God of all flesh. Who cannot be limited. Oh, praise the Lord, somebody.
Hallelujah.
He said, I am the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? Nothing is too hard. I said, nothing is too hard. Your problem is not too hard. Your challenge is not too hard. He is the God who makes the barren to give birth to twins. He is the God who makes the crooked path straight and the rough places plain, who brings down the mountains before us and raises up the valleys and make them to be a level ground. He said, is there anything too hard for me? Pastor, your dream is possible. The things you think about, that this is what I want to do in the kingdom of God. This is how I want the kingdom of God. This is how I want the potter's workshop ministries to be. Pastor, your dream is possible. It is not too hard for the Lord. It is not too hard for the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Potter's workshop ministries.
Potter's workshop as a foe.
Whatever you have determined to do, it is possible. It is possible. Your first service, second service, third service is possible.
First service, second service, any third service.
Your mega church is possible. Miracles, signs, and wonders in the church is possible. Financial abundance, affluence, and financial unlimitability is possible. Is there anything too hard for me? Is there anything too hard for me? I want to put this scripture in context. Because God was talking to the Israelites. At a time, if you read the whole chapter, God was telling them, you people, because of the evil you have done, Nebuchadnezzar will come and conquer you and burn your cities, and they'll take you out, they'll take you to different countries, and you go and be slaves over there. But behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? For all the nations that they have taken you to, and the way they have scattered you, and the way they have bent down your city, I will bring you back and cause you to dwell in safety, and cause you to be blessed, and cause you to be great, and I will deal with the nations that came for you. That is the context. Bible is saying that even though bad things are happening to you, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything to happen?
Listen.
If bad things happen to you, doesn't mean God is not God. It does not mean God is not God. When men betray you, it doesn't mean God is not God. When sickness attacks your body, it doesn't mean God is not God. When your financial situation is bad, it does not mean God is not God. When the marriage is not going well, it does not mean God is not God. When you write your exam and you fail, it does not mean God is not God. In the midst of adversity, He is still God. So He told the Israelites, even though Nebuchadnezzar would deal harshly with you, yet I am the God of all flesh, and there is nothing too hard for me. So I will bring you back. I will bring you back. I will bring you back. I don't know, but I am prophesying to somebody. I see a restoration taking place in somebody's life. I see a restoration taking place in somebody's life. Some time ago, things were better than they are now, and things have come down right now. But the God of all flesh is about to restore you. He's about to restore you. He's about to restore you. Somebody receive it.
Receive it.
Now let's go to the same Jeremiah 32. Let's go to verse 17. Let's go to verse 17. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Somebody, are you being blessed? Yes, thank God for your lives. Thank God for the approachable weather. Somebody is being prepared to travel.
Yes, you'll be man out to
well,
point.
You can receive it if you want. I say somebody is being prepared to travel.
Yes, you'll be man out to point.
Amen. Shit. Jeremiah 32. Jeremiah 17-20. Say, Lord God, behold, you have made the heavens and the earth by your great power and outstretched arm. There is nothing too hard for you. You show loving kindness to thousands and repay the iniquities of fathers in the bosom of their children after them. The great, the mighty God, whose name is the Lord of hosts. You are great in counsel and mighty in work. For your eyes are open to all the ways of the sons of men, to give everyone according to his ways and according to the fruit of his doings. You have set signs and wonders in the land of Egypt to this day, and Israel and among other men, and you have made yourself a name as it is this day. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jeremiah said, Lord God, thou hast made the heavens and the earth.
Why you sure any asasi?
By thy great power. And by thy outstretched arm. Listen to me, somebody. Our God that we serve is the master of the universe. The whole universe is under his control. You know? Do you know that since the day God created the sun, the sun has never moved 1 inch from where it is? Do you know since the day God created the planets, including the earth, and put them in an orbit, each one of them in its orbit,
Mercury has been moving in the same orbit since God created. It has not moved.
Mercury or your planet, you know, baby, I see on one way.
Venus has been moving in its orbit, the same orbit. As for the earth is so wonderful. Because the earth is not only moving around the sun, but as it is moving around the sun, it is rotating on its axis. It is rotating on its axis. It is rotating on its axis. Come on. I want you to understand the God we are serving. Mars has its orbit.
Mars, the,
yes. Jupiter has its own orbit.
Jupiter, so,
Saturn has its own orbit.
Saturn, so,
Uranus has its own
Uranus,
orbit.
So,
Neptune has its own orbit.
Neptune, so,
Pluto. Even though scientists now say Pluto is no longer a planet. It's too small to be a planet. So instead of 9, there are now 8. Meanwhile, there are many more undiscovered planets. God, since he created this planet, have you ever heard that there has been an accident? Have you ever heard that Mercury has crossed the path of Venus? Or Jupiter has crossed the path of Saturn. Since the day God created these things, they have been exactly the way God created them, and it's exactly the way God wants them to operate. Since God created the sea, he has set a boundary that the sea can sometimes come into the land, but it will have to go back. And this is the God who holds your life. What is your life? What is your life compared to the heavens and the earth? Compared to the planets and the galaxies. Compared to the stars. Some of the stars are 100 times bigger than the sun.
And
this is the God that is taking care of you. This is a God that holds your life. He said, thou hast made the heavens and the earth by thy great power and with thine outstretched arm. So nothing is too difficult for you. You are great in counsel and you are mighty indeed. This is the God of possibilities. This is the God that you serve. I want to challenge the faith of somebody that your faith will arise today. Your faith will arise today. Your faith will arise today. That you will know that the God you serve is the God of yes and not the God of no. Come on, somebody. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now I want to take the message a step further. Because I want you to bring your mind to something. That God created you and I. Listen very carefully. And I'm very sure some people, some conservatives may say, as for today, Pastor Frank has gone too far. Listen very carefully. God created you to be God on this earth. The same God of possibilities created you to be God on this earth so that you can also make impossible things to become possible. Is somebody preparing to leave? How can you tell me that I am God? I'm not saying you are God. But I am saying you are supposed to operate like God on
earth. I won't say
anything just from my own mind. I'll say it from the Bible. Psalm 82. Because sometimes the reason why there are so many impossibilities in our lives is we do not operate in the manner in which God expects us to operate.
Let me give you an example.
The Bible says that we shall lay our hands upon the sick and they shall recover. But I have seen people lay their hands on the sick.
They
say, oh God, heal him. God said, you heal the sick. And you are asking God to. You are asking God to heal the sick. God says, Mark 16, he says that this sign shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall cast out demons. And then you say, God cast out this demon for me. God said, you cast it out. You be like me. Oh, come on. Operate like I operate. That's why the Bible says we are the body of Christ. So if Christ needs some arms to work with, he'll use us. He needs some legs to walk with, he'll use our legs. He needs some eyes, he'll use our eyes. Psalm 82, verse 6. It says, I said, you are gods, and all of you are children of the Most High, but you shall die like men and fall like one of the princes. Hallelujah. Amen. He said, God said, you are gods. Hey, I checked on the in the original language, because this is dangerous. This is some, if you are not careful, people will say you are going off. So I checked the original language, and the word gods is the same word that was used for in the beginning, God, Elohim. It says you are Elohim. I checked from the Tree Bible. If you have a Tree Bible, check. Because I don't want to preach anything that is not right. God expects you to operate as God in this world. What God will say, you should be saying the same thing. What God will do, you should be doing the same thing. You are not trying to lift yourself, but you are just being who God said you should be. That is where the possibilities will begin to flow. As you walk out of your room, you walk out as a representative of God. As an ambassador of God. You know, President Akufo-Addo does not live in New York. But when the New York people see the Ghana ambassador to the United States, they see President Akufo-Addo.
America for the United States for the original name of Akufo-Addo.
So God wants you to represent him. When people see you, let them see the power of God. Let them see the anointing of God. Let them see the move of God. Let them see the miracles of God. Let them see the favor of God. Let them see the blessings of God. Because the Bible says you are God. But if you are not careful, you will die like a man. The death that you should not die, you will die. Because you are failed to act like God on this earth. I can feel some people still having challenges. Pastor Nedie, how can you equate me with God? So let me show you one or two more. Exodus chapter 7 verse 1. Somebody read. Exodus chapter 7.
Look, Exodus.
If you get this message, 7:1. If you get this from today, your life will change. Exodus chapter 7 verse 1. Don't worry, we'll close now. Some of you are feeling cold. Exodus chapter 7 verse 1. You want to go abroad. You think this is... The day I went abroad, I was wearing some katamantu this thing on top of my suit. But when I got out of the aeroplane, I said, what? This suit, this katamantu thing cannot do anything. Hallelujah. So this is not cold. This one. In UK, when the weather is like this, some people take off their shirts. They say, this
UK,
fine weather. For those of you who want to go, prepare. I don't know why I'm talking like this, but I see some people going. Oh, come on, I see some people going. Yeah? And I see pastor receiving no coffee.
Hallelujah!
They send... Send the no kufiu. When you go, send it, and let it let it flow abundantly. Exodus chapter 7, verse 1. So the Lord said to Moses,
See,
I have made you as God.
My youth said, Nyame,
to Pharaoh.
I was Pharaoh in him.
And Aaron, your brother, shall be your prophet. He said, Moses.
I see Moses say,
I have made you
my
as God.
Say me
to Pharaoh. And I've made your brother to be your prophet.
So when
the brother wants to prophesy, he said, that said Moses. Because Moses has become a God to Pharaoh.
Moses,
and you have become a prophet to Moses.
A prophet
who receives from Moses and tells Pharaoh.
So
I declare to you this morning that you have become a God to your
Pharaoh.
You have become a God to your sickness. You have become a God to poverty. You have become a God to challenges. You have become a God to demons. You have become a God to witches and wizards. That is why I don't like to talk about witches and wizards. I mean, why? Who are they? They are too small. A pastor can engage a witch in conversation for 1 hour.
And
the whole church is waiting, and the pastor is conversing with a demon. What is your name? Where do you come from? Will you go? He said, I won't go. Today we shall see. We shall see whether you go or not. I am bringing the fire. 1 hour, the whole church is standing because of one little insignificant demon. When you have been made a God to that demon, you have been made. Listen, from today, change your attitude. Change your attitude. When a demon arises, and the demon looks you in the eye, and the demon says, hey, you look the demon back in the eye, and you say, hey. Who do you think you are? How dare you? I am a God to you. I don't know if someone is getting. Don't get me wrong. Don't go and start. Go home today and go and tell, hey, I am God. Hey, they'll take you to the mental hospital. Let's read the last scripture because I think time is gone. Let's read the last scripture. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 7. Then we shall pray a bit before we close. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 7. Somebody read for me. Hebrews chapter 2. Verse 7. Okay, you made them a little lower than the angels. That word angels there is translated Elohim.
This
is talking about man, human beings. God made us a little lower than God. Even if you want to take it a little lower than the angels, fine. Which of the demons are up to the level of the angels? Which of them? Which of the witches are up to the level of the angels? God said he has made you a little lower than the angels. A little.
So
when you are operating in this world, you are operating a little below the level of angels. Which no demon, look, where angels tread, no demons can go there. They were sacked from that place. They can't go there. And Bible says you are operating just a little lower than them. And Bible says that he has crowned you with glory and honor. From today, start looking at yourself differently. Because for Christ to come and die because of you, it's not a small thing. He didn't come to die to leave you as a nobody. He came to die for you to become a career of possibility. To become a container of the power of God. To become an enforcer of the will of God. That is why you can pray, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. As long as I am in this world, wherever I go, I am going to make sure that the will of God is done on earth as it is in heaven. That is the plan of God for your life. Come on, somebody. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I can give you so many testimonies. A woman came to our fellowship in Sogakope. Her toe was swollen. Her toe. And they said it was a diabetic wound.
They see where they diabetes.
So the toe had to be cut off. Or else it will spread.
And yes, sir.
And those of you who know about diabetes, the wound of a diabetic does not heal. So they said the woman should come for admission.
And
the woman said, okay, doctor, I hear, but let me talk to my pastor first. When she came, I prayed for her. And today, the wound is healed. And her toe is not amputated. A woman came to the fellowship with a child. All the children who were born around the same time, they are walking and running. That child is still just sitting and crawling. I prayed for the child. And I told the mother, it would not be long. You know, the mother lives in those the houses where they have their kitchen outside. So the child was asleep. The child was asleep in the room. And the mother went to prepare food in the kitchen. The mother said she was in the kitchen. And the child walked into the kitchen. I can tell you many more. Your pastor can tell you many more. All I am saying is that we must walk in our authority as children of God so that the God of possibility will manifest in our life. You must have faith in God. You must have faith in the word of God. I'd like us to stand to our feet. And we take a few prayer points. And I think I'll pray for a few people.
Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Somebody begin to thank the Lord. Begin to thank the
Lord. Thank you, Father.
Begin to thank the Lord.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you. We bless you. We bless you. We bless you. We bless you. You are a good God. You are a good God.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Somebody thank the Lord for this word today.
Thank you, Lord.
Destiny changer. Destiny changer. Come and change my destiny. My destiny today. Come and change my destiny. My destiny today. Destiny changer. Destiny changer. Come and change my destiny. My destiny today. Come and change my destiny. My destiny today. Your name is Yahweh. Your name is Yahweh. You are a miracle working God. Your name. Your name is Yahweh. Your name is Yahweh. You are a miracle working God. Your name is Yahweh. Miracle worker. Miracle. A miracle today. Come and do a miracle. A miracle today. Your name is Yahweh. Your name is Yahweh. You are a miracle working God. Your name. Your name is Yahweh. Your name is Yahweh. You are a miracle working God. Your name is Yahweh. Your name is Yahweh. That is why you are called Jehovah. Come on, come on, come on, come on. That is why you are called Jehovah. What you say you will do, that is what you will do. That is why you are called Jehovah. I want us to pray this morning that the spirit of possibility will come upon us. That doubt and unbelief will depart from our life. That will begin to walk in the authority of the believer. And we will be who God says we are. We'll be what the word of God says we are. Lift up your two hands and say, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, I have heard your word.
I believe in your word. And I have taken a decision. That from today, I will walk as a child of God in the authority that you have stipulated in the word of God. I will begin to operate as a God on this earth, and I will begin to believe you for miracles, signs and wonders in my life. In the name of Jesus. Clap your hands and pray this prayer. I want you to pray for yourself. That Lord do a miracle in my life. The Bible says faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So as you have heard the word of God, enough power has been generated. Enough faith has been generated for something to happen in your life today. So somebody, I want you to pray for a miracle. Say, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, let there be a performance in my life. Visit my life today. And make a way for me where there seems to be no way. I claim a miracle today. Let the heavens be open. Let favor locate my life. And let it be well with me today. In the name of Jesus. Clap your hands and pray this prayer.
Jesus.
I want us to pray a last prayer.
Yeah,
I want us to pray for the Potter's Workshop ministry. For the spirit of possibility. That things that people think is not possible will happen in this race. You know, it's like I'm seeing something like a mental picture. That people gathered outside here. And they were talking.
And
said, so you mean it's these people, these few people who have been able to do this? I'm telling you. See, when you catch the spirit of this program, you people will do things that even big congregations have not been able to do. Amen. We are praying for this church. For the spirit of possibility. That great things should be done in this ministry. Are you ready to pray this prayer? Clap your hands and pray this prayer.
Yada
I want to pray for everybody that is believing God for a miracle. No matter what the miracle is, I will not lay hands on you. The Holy Spirit himself will lay hands on you.